Good morning. Coming up on 8:13 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our Ask the Expert segment, and we welcome in Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How you doing?
I'm doing good, James. How are you?
Hey, doing well. So I know the weather's been kind of up and down and all that sort of thing. So
it's mostly been great.
Yeah, that is good. We're really lucky here for February. Hey, what's our verse of the day?
It is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Hebrews chapter 11, 6.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. So, yeah, like we were saying, it's going to be a little bit of a colder weekend on the way, but we got some warm weather coming up middle of next week. And how about that? I know in Independence didn't get quite as much snow as we got down here. It was really weird, kind of isolated.
It really was. We were seeing all these cars coming up to Independence that had snow on the hood
What the heck?
Like, where is that from? But I had to go to Joplin that day and saw a lot of snow on the way there, and then also saw no snow on the way back almost. So.
Yeah, real weird time.
Yeah,
so, hey, we're getting into that very strange.
It was like March.
Yeah.
It's really
March weather. Yep, absolutely. So, hey, what did you want to talk about here today?
So, last week we talked about how free is not always your friend, and how some of these plans will really promote. They'll be advertising that this is zero premium or free or no cost to you, and how those are not always your friend. They can sometimes leave you in a bad place. Today, I'd like to talk about how paying more doesn't always get you more. Paying more doesn't always get you more. And it's easy to think sometimes, hey, I'm paying a pretty penny for this. I have really good coverage in place. And it's just not always the case.
Sure. Yeah. So do you have any examples of, the things that people might latch on to remember?
So we had I had a lady come in and she was on a Medicare supplement. And one thing it's important to know about a Medicare supplement is that these plans are standardized. And so if you have a plan with company ABC or XYZ, it has identical coverage. This goes back to like 2010. The federal government, they standardized these plans. So no matter who I have one, a Medicare supplement from, it's going to pay identical benefits. They did that, I think, to clear up some confusion, because sometimes some of these plans were offering various benefits and trying to get a competitive edge that way. And so she came in and she had had this plan. She'd had it for years, been paying on it. The rates had just climbed steadily, just kept climbing. And she didn't want to let go of the plan. She, in her mind, yes, she was paying a lot for it, but it was really good coverage in, you know, how she viewed it. And as I showed her, the facts of the situation, she looked at another plan that had an identical letter. It was a Plan F. All these plans, Plan F, Plan G, Plan N, and every plan has a little different set of benefits, but every company that offers them has identical benefits, no matter the company. And so we were able to apply, and because she was able to go through underwriting, we were able to get her on another Medicare supplement, saving her over like $130 a month. Every month that's going to be in her pocket that she can use for groceries or family or travel or, just whatever she wants to do.
Wow.
That she's not sending off to an insurance company. And she gets to maintain the same coverage that she had previously.
That's pretty big. Now, you real quick side note, you mentioned underwriting. What exactly is that?
So, to switch Medicare supplements, you do have to answer health questions. And they're just going to ask you, do you have cancer, recent cancer, heart attack, stroke conditions within the past 2 years? There's other underwriting questions like different medications, diabetes. Diabetes doesn't keep you from switching, but if you're insulin dependent, over 50 units of insulin a day, that's going to prevent you from switching. There's just different things. But she was able to go through underwriting. And they aren't really strict underwriting, but they just don't want to take on something that's just an obvious risk. And so She was able to go through underwriting and got on a different plan for the next month, and she's good to go.
Wow. That's great.
And so paying more doesn't always get you more.
Sure. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Any other, what's another maybe example of this?
You know, another example is like prescription drug plans. And when you look at prescription drug plans, you can find them. There are plans that cost 50 cents a month, and there are plans that cost $119 a month.
It's a little bit of a difference.
A little bit. And it's easy to think, hey, I've got this really high-priced plan. I'm ready for whatever comes, right? And I have really good coverage. Well, the truth of the matter is you're just going to be paying more dollars out every month. And what we do is we shop around those prescriptions, look at the best plan that fits your profile, and that's the plan you need to go with. You don't gain any benefit by paying that extra premium. It's just money that you're just giving away. And so by paying more, you don't necessarily get more.
Sure. And I know you guys are always looking at the new programs out there, different things. I mean, because I remember when you first started talking about that 50 cent plan, it's just like, wow, this is crazy, you know? So, yeah. You know, there's always kind of changes happening.
That's right. It's a good idea just to be up to date and know that you're in the best place you can be. Our goal is to have the most efficient, cost-effective coverage for our clients that we can get.
No, that is absolutely great. So any other, you know, things that kind of come to mind, stories that stand out regarded to, you know, not necessarily worth it to pay more?
So I talked to a man. He was wanting to talk to us about retirement income. And this man had been with a broker for several years, in the stock market. And he had actually come to us and said, hey, I want to transfer some of my money from where it is in the market to put it into an account that you guys can help me with. And so we helped him out and went through the process and transferred the money, and he was happy. And a while later, I think it was 6 months or so later, I met with him and we were talking, and he said, you know, I moved that money from that broker. And he called me up, the broker did, and said, hey, I would like to review your accounts. And the client was sort of puzzled a little bit because he had transferred his money from there. He didn't have any money there. And he didn't say anything to correct the broker. And the broker went ahead and reviewed the account with him, but it was money that he didn't even have there any longer. And my client hung up the phone and was just really like scratching his head, like, what just happened there? And he had moved the money and the broker didn't even know it and reviewed an account that didn't even exist anymore.
Oh, no.
And he had been paying a fee for this broker to be managing his money. And it just really showed to him how, you know, sometimes you can pay more. You can pay a fee to somebody to manage your money. That doesn't necessarily mean that your money is being managed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting what you're paying for. And so the accounts that we offer, we don't have any accounts where you have to pay a fee. We don't offer those. And so you might think, well, I'm paying money. I'm getting more.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
But it's not necessarily true.
Hmm. No, that's really really good information to know. So I kind of like how, yeah, we've talked about kind of last week, you know, like you said, free isn't always free. But again, you know, and then here, you know, with today, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, getting what you pay for. It's just kind of like that middle road. And one, middle road sort of thing, but two, the fact that everyone's situation is different. There's not going to be this sort of one-size-fits-all plan that applies to everyone, because everyone, you know, just like we wouldn't all take the same medication. That would be just silly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone is different.
That's true. That's true. And there isn't just a set it and forget it type approach and like always do this.
Yeah.
You know, just always push this button and you'll be okay. It's just not that simple. And life is so complex anymore that no matter really what it is, whether it's mechanics or pest control or woodworking or whatever, there's just so much to know. And it's good to know that there's somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that, you know, if you've got people who maybe they're looking at, you know, what they're paying and they're like, man, this is just really, you know, seems like it's too much. I'm sure you can talk with them and go over some of their options and, you know, oftentimes probably find a way to save the money.
That's true. That's my goal. And sometimes they're in the best place they need to be. And I love when I find somebody and they're already where they need to be, telling them that and affirming their decisions that they've already made. And then there's tweaks that can be made, adjustments that can really benefit them and put them in a better place.
No, that's great. So, Charles, you know, if people do want to, you know, talk with you, maybe they haven't had gotten your phone number written down, what is that phone number that they can call?
620-331-8800.
Excellent. A really easy to remember, good number to have. So, Charles, how about we take a quick break and we'll return with more here on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 825, we continue our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, for the folks out there listening who, you know, may be paying more and, you know, might not necessarily be need to be doing that, what do you say to those folks?
I would say call our office and set up a schedule a time to review your coverage. And our goal is for you to have the most cost-effective and efficient coverage that you can have. And so we'll look at your situation and see if there are improvements that can be made, savings to be had, and ways to, and also to make sure that you have the best coverage that you can get. And we can just do an assessment on where you're at and where you're heading.
Excellent. And I know you're always happy to meet with people. And another great time just to, for folks to be able to meet you guys, know what you're all about, is coming up at our Interstate Farm and Home Show here in March.
That's right. We're excited about that. About 6 weeks away, yeah, or so.
Yeah.
And we look forward to this every year. We're going to have a booth. We're going to have giveaways. Our staff is going to be there. Landon, my son, Christy, different ones will be there. Christy Ewing. And so we're really excited. I want to invite the public just to come out, say hello, and get some giveaways, some drawings, and just have a good time.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. March 22nd and 23rd. Make sure that's on your calendar. Again, we got a cash prize, $500 each day. So that's enough of a reason to come on out and maybe get to win that. You never
know.
That's great.
We'll have popcorn as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, really looking forward to that. Going to be a great time. Charles, if people need to get in touch with you, where can we find you?
So our main phone number is 620-331-8800. And we have locations in Independence at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right down from Waters True Value. We also have a location in Howard and Sedan.
Excellent. Well, Charles, thank you so much for coming on by here this morning, and I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather that we have coming up the start of next week. It's going to be a little bit of a chillier weekend, but hey, that's okay. We'll take it.
I'm here for it.
All right, thank you, James.
Thank
you so much, Charles. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on our Ask the Expert segment. And coming up, we do have an open line just minutes away here on KGGF.